Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's Wednesday, hump day on this September the 11th, remembering all that lost their lives on this unforgettable day that changed America forever. It is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. At Kalithia, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Kalithia, BGE. You know, each year 9/11 comes around and we remember it. How can we forget it? I mean, one of the most tragic days ever to hit America and have changed many, many of our lives forever. But this particular year, something very touching took place and was revealed on CNN, and it's trending now in the news and social media. And that's a handwritten note was left to 9/11 victim named Randy Scott that gave answers to his loss, to their loss to his family. You know that he went down with a fight, and you know for many years they were just wondering if he passed away immediately or he suffered. Apparently, this year they revealed the note. The picture tossed out of the window of the 85th floor of the Twin Towers, and it read 84th floor, West Office, 12 people trapped. I mean, it was just the so divine, you know, even tragic situation, but it gives peace. And, you know, it's just amazing how this note was found, supposedly, if they're talking about in the news. And how they traced it back to him. Supposedly, he broke out the window, and when he broke the window out, some of his blood got on his note, and they said, dropped from the 84th floor. It was found through all that rubble, picked up by firefighters, which gave it to the Federal Reserve. They secured it for many years, and within the last year or two, gave it to the family. Did DNA testing to track it back to him, and they gave it to his family. So, you know, out of all, you know, they're talking, and you know, they're in media right now. The family just speaking how they have now come to peace with it, and just a wonderful, wonderful message sent. You know, it's absolutely amazing, and may God continue to give the Scott family peace. You know, with their tragic loss and all those that are involved everyone just moves forward in life and, you know, on this day. But just what a story. I just had to share it because it was just amazing and definitely divine to happen. So never forgotten, September the 11th, you know, we remember you. Now, on the fun note, many of you guys know that the Atlanta Football Classic with our favorite fellas of the 100 Black Men Project Success is just weeks away. And boy, oh boy, this year is turned all the way up. New teams, new schools, new bands, yes, Battle of the Bands, and lots of exciting activities. The ultimate HBCU experience. The city's going to be shut down this year. Of course, you know, every year they're supporting our 100 Black Men in their cause and making a difference. And, you know, I'm going to be joining all the fun and out there and supporting, and you know, I just love to see the band. So, you know, just an awesome, awesome job to the 100 Black Men of Atlanta for a great, great, successful year, empowering our leaders of tomorrow through project success and opening the doors for many. And for more information on how you can become a part and join the fund, you can get on over to AtlantaFootballClassic.com. Now, that is building, growing, and enjoying. Well, joining me today, I have an amazing community leader that is making a huge difference, not only in the city of Atlanta also, but across the globe with this company, Balah Worldwide, professional development strategist, community advocate who considers himself a convenient store, cappuccino concierge. Well, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Mr. Jahai Mohammed. A pleasure to have you. And shall we say that you are making it happen?
Peace and blessings, Sister Kalithia, and all to your staff and all those that are listening to the program. We are definitely doing our part to make it happen. And I appreciate you highlighting that aspect of me being a convenience store cappuccino connoisseur. Not a lot of people, when they see that, they just laugh at it. Like, what does that mean? As I travel around the country doing programs, I'm not a Starbucks type of person, although, you know, I may go there every once in a while, but give me the convenience store. Let me try the convenience store cappuccino. So that's our little, that's my stress reliever right there.
I love it. Well, Mr. Mohammed, you know, for those that don't know you, because, boy, you have a heck of a resume, and you are out there doing some amazing things in the community. Let everyone know who you are, what you do, who your company is, and what are your associations.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would be remiss if I didn't commend you for the fantastic forum that you put together here with the Build, Grow, and Enjoy. I love the title, love the concept, and so I must commend you, and I'm honored to be a part of this auspicious gathering that you have here. Who am I? Who is Jahi? I guess it can be summed up in a poem that I came across a few years ago, Kalithia. The title of the poem is Changing the World, and in that poem it has some aspects in it that I think I have begun to adopt. And the poem goes like this. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I realized I couldn't change the world, so I tried to change my nation. I found it extremely difficult to change the nation, so I began to focus on the town. Couldn't change the town, so as an older man, I began to focus on my family. Now, as an old man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. Suddenly, I realized that long ago, had I changed myself, I could have made an impact on my town, on my family. My family and I could have impacted the town. The town could have impacted the nation. And Kalithia, I indeed could have changed the world. So what Jahi Mohammed tries to do is work on self, and in working on myself, have an impact of those that are around me so that we can make this place that we live in called Earth, which is 196,940,000 square miles, make it the most pleasant place that we could ever be. So it all starts with what am I going to do to change? And in that, what I found, it has been pretty effective. We've been able to have a positive effect on those that come around us or those that I go around. Jahi Chikwindu Mohammed is my name, and as you can tell by the name Kalithia, I'm originally from the motherland.
That's right.
Mississippi.
That's very obvious.
Mississippi. I was born and raised in a little city between Midnight, Mississippi, and Hot Coffee, Mississippi. Most of your listeners may have heard of it, but it's called Jackson, the capital. Born and raised in Jackson, but I left Jackson years ago. Moved to several places, lived in Hampton, Virginia for a minute as I matriculated off to college, then left there and lived in Chicago, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, a few other places, but I wound up in Atlanta about 25 years ago, where we had the opportunity to have Atlanta as our base for the programs that we do. Falah Worldwide plans, produces, and promotes propitious and profitable presentations. That's the core of the gist of what we do, and that entails various things, working with schools, working with businesses, working with civic organizations, working with just about anybody that's looking for a change in their situation and they need that guidance or that help. That's what we strive to do.
Well, you know, we just never know where our journey takes us. You know, I've seen you've been at, you know, from your bio and from your background and your history, you've been through a lot of forks in the road. I mean, you were an Einstein yourself. You're a man of the numbers.
I appreciate that.
So, again,
all of it came about just on a desire to do better and having people around me. And making myself available to others and seeing, you know, what the path that they're doing, they're on, and they're achieving what it is that they want to achieve. So, hey, can I hang out with you? And in that, I get chance to improve upon what I'm doing. That's another aspect of what we deal with. We definitely can't do anything by ourselves. We promote having a strong team, having a strong advisor group, having people around you who, not just, you know, the yes people, every idea that comes out of my mind, like, yeah, let's do that, Jahi. No, I need somebody around me to check, like, well, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this aspect? And then we're able to make the programs successful.
And that's where I was leading. You know, what you're doing is definitely a passion, and it's just awesome what you're doing, you know, taking what you have implemented in your life and sharing with others, because that's what it's all about, to help the next. I mean, you speak to thousands across the nation and the globe with particular topics that, you know, really need to be addressed, and that's effective communication. Another is the conflict resolution. That's another major issue in how to manage it. So,
right.
You know, with my question for the listeners, you know, I would like you to share with everyone how important it is to be an effective communicator, and you know why, you know, it is important to have strategies when you're trying to resolve conflict.
Oh, beautiful. You know, and I agree 114% with what you said about the communicating effectively aspect. No matter what it is that we're trying to accomplish in life, we have to be able to communicate that to other people in order for us to get the desired result. Now, in my workshop, How to Become a Dynamic Communicator, I start off by asking the question, what does it mean to you to communicate? We all have our perspective or our internal definition of what it means to communicate. And so I get that feedback, and I bring it all together by giving us a base. Khalifia, when you and I are attempting to communicate, or let me say that, when we are communicating, because we cannot not communicate, and I know all of your listeners are highly intelligent people, and they know I just use a double negative. We cannot not communicate, meaning that we're always communicating. The premise, though, is am I being effective in my communication?
Exactly.
Am I getting the desired result from communicating? So I put us on an even keel. Communicate. When we're communicating with each other, Khalifia, we are attempting to do one of two things. I am trying to relate to you and or connect with you. Relate to or connect with someone or somebody else. That's the bottom line when we are communicating. Relating to or connecting to, so that we can get the desired result of that particular exchange. Now, the problem belies, I know everyone that's listening can agree, there's always some things that pop up in between us in the message. You don't get the message. I don't get the message. I don't understand the message. I mean, we have barriers in language. We have a barrier in culture, a barrier in philosophies. All types of things come up to keep us from, that block us. So our job is to recognize those barriers and begin to make sure that those barriers stay low, and hopefully none exist. But if they do exist, keep those barriers down. And that is also the premise, too, for conflict resolution, conflict management, is to keep the barriers as low as possible. Because once those barriers come up, once they begin to rise, then it's hard for you and I to resolve whatever that particular conflict was, which is an impediment to us communicating effectively.
Absolutely. And you're on the committee of a lot of very well-known organizations and organizations that's out making a difference. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, yes, yes. I first got into, I guess, what we would call community activism, community participation through about 15, 16 years ago with a group, with an organization, a youth-serving organization out of DeKalb County. It was affiliated with DeKalb County Public Schools, the Winning Circle. The Winning Circle was designed to promote positive, powerful character in our young people. It was started by a former DeKalb County High School football legend, Daniel Buggs, who went on to West Virginia University, had a stellar career there, and then played in the NBA, in the NFL, and in the CFL for about 10 years. And when he retired, he came back to his roots to pass it along. And I had the opportunity to meet this brother, I said, about 16 years ago, and we've been hanging tough ever since. And that gave me my introduction into working with youth, because prior to that, all of my seminars, workshops, and things that I did were always with adults. But by Danny came to one of my presentations, and he was enthralled with what he saw, and he's like, hey, brother, can you come and speak to some youth? And I said, yeah, I'd be glad to. And Kaliti, I got there, those children ate me up alive and spit me out.
Right.
I did not communicate effectively with them on day one. I had to reorient my mind, you know, from speaking to adults or trying to relate to adults to speaking with youth. These young brothers and sisters were about, I want to say they were middle school to high school age. And they let me know immediately, nah, brother, we're not feeling you at all. But I didn't let that deter me. I stuck with it, learned some pointers and some tips from Mr. Buggs, and went back the following week. And we've been doing youth serving activities ever since, once we learned the skills to relate to. So back to something that you mentioned earlier about communicating, we have to be able to relate to different types of people. I must understand that I can't relate to everybody or connect with everyone the same way. I have to be willing to adjust my style. And I think that's what I see a lot of times in people, especially when we become, quote-unquote, grown and adults. We don't want to change. Well, this is how I am. No, if I want to be effective, I have to learn that, okay, this person does not – I won't be able to connect with them in a particular manner like I am this other person. So I have to recognize that and be willing to adjust it. So we were willing to adjust at the time. And as I said, I have been able to travel throughout the country, speaking in high schools, speaking in colleges and universities, to the youth to help them plan for a brighter future for themselves. Let them know about all the mistakes that we made. So now that you know I made these mistakes, you don't have to. You can have a clear path.
Exactly. And it's very important to keep yourself diverse, because not one person is alike. I can tell you from my experience, boy,
yes.
Building Bill, Grown, and Joy, I mean, you can hear my first show and see him like, whoa, I got a lot to work on. But, you know, it's all the process and, you know, growing through it. And you're absolutely right in all that you say. You know, and, you know, some people are going to receive it, some people are not. You just have to learn how to adapt to, you know, what they, you know, are able to receive. And, you know, me traveling all over, and boy, I am in so many different communities, and I'm saying that.
Yes,
cultures,
yes.
Different types. Say in Atlanta, oh, honey, it ain't going to work in Cali. And vice versa. Or when I'm overseas, it's just not going to work. You have to really strategize on how you're going to communicate. It's an art. It's definitely an art.
You know, and this is a beautiful thing that I are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my phone just did something. I was making sure we weren't cut off. But this is the beautiful thing about what you just said. By doing the traveling, interacting with various cultures, various ideologies, it actually makes us stronger. It makes us, it gives us a broader sense of humanity. And unless we're willing to do that, then we won't be as effective. But for me, it's a lot of fun. And there are some techniques I do in my workshop. There's an assessment that I give. First, the assessment is designed to help you learn about who you are. Now, once you learn about who you are, once I know who I am, then I'm able to understand how what I need to do to connect with those other behavioral styles. But it all starts with me first. I said, oh, okay, I'm this way. I'm a socializer. So that means I need a change of scenery every day. I would go stark raving mad if I had to go into an office building every day, Kalithia, and, you know, punch in at a certain time and then you know, eat, work for, 2.5-3 hours, then take a 15-minute break, then come back, work, and then take a lunch. I personally can't do that. I realized that 20 years ago. That's right. Not my behavioral style. It works for a lot of people. It just doesn't work for Jahi Make It Happen Muhammad. That's fine.
Right.
But once I understand who I am, then I know how to connect better with people that display a behavioral style, personality style, different from mine. It doesn't make them wrong. It doesn't make me wrong. We're just different. Now, we understand the difference. Let's work through that difference to get to the bigger picture, the bigger goal.
Fail to see the bigger picture. They do all the time, and they lose on the opportunity. It's sad.
Yes. And that's what we start with in our coaching program is, what is the bigger picture? What's your it?
Yep.
What is your it? And unless if I don't have a clearly defined it, then I can easily be dissuaded. I can easily lose focus. I can easily be put off target, off course. So we start first with, what is your it? What do you want to accomplish? What situation would you like to see come about? And once
right.
you define that, and only you can define that. I can't define that for you. No one else can define that for you. That has to come out of you. And once you write that down and we discuss it, then all these obstacles that will come, obstacles are going to come. Obstacles are necessary for us to see if we have the heart to achieve the goal.
Right.
But once they come, you learn how to go over them, under them, through them, around them in order to get to the goal.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Muhammad, let everyone know they can
follow
you.
Please call me Jahi. Mr. Muhammad is my daddy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You don't feel you. It makes you feel or something.
Jahi, please.
I'm saying Mr. Muhammad. It sounds just presidential.
I appreciate that. I accept that.
Jahi, let me know how to follow you, your social media, your website, your phone number, your address, whatever you want to share with them, how they can follow you and contact you directly if they want to get, you know, professionally develop those communication skills, learn how to get some conflict resolution, and just, you know, have you coach them along.
All right. Fantastic. Now, back to communicating, understanding how people communicate. The best way that I like to communicate is face-to-face. Obviously, if you're not in Atlanta or Bowie, Maryland, or Jackson, Mississippi, or Chicago, Illinois, where we run a lot of operations out of, then we may not get a chance to see each other face-to-face.
Right.
That's number one. But in order to meet face-to-face, you can call me. The second way, the best way to reach me, the most effective way to communicate with me is by calling me. My phone number is 404-438-3156. That's 404-438-3156. When you call, please, if I'm not able to answer the phone at the time, please leave me a message. And in your message, say who you are, and leave a telephone number, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. The number three way to contact me is via email. I have two email addresses that I check all the time. The easiest one would probably be The easiest one would be Jahi Muhammad, because it's my name. J-A-H-I Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D at gmail.com. jahimuhammad at gmail.com. And the second one that's easy to reach me at is Ask Jahi, A-S-K, Jahi, J-A-H-I, at yahoo.com. And then for those of you who are social media participants, I'm on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook at Jahi Make It Happen Muhammad. And also on LinkedIn, same thing, Jahi Make It Happen Muhammad.
That's why I couldn't find you. I had to put the Make It Happen up in there. Now I know. Thank you for communicating that.
Yeah.
Well, Jahi, you know, your passion, you know, your leadership is definitely, you know, coming across. And I'm sure my listeners are enjoying it because we actually have callers, you know, and I want to take one caller. We have a few callers in here that wants to speak to you, wants to communicate with you. So let's take a couple of callers, and then from there we'll take a break. And when we get back, you know, I want you to talk a little more. There's an issue that's happening in Atlanta, and I know this is kind of sidetracking, but it's having me in my heart to want you. You're a leader in Atlanta, and you deal with conflict, deal with communication, and this is one of the issues because of this issue. I'm not going to say it yet, but let's take a couple callers. And
all right, let's do some relating and some connecting.
I'm going to ask you this question so everyone can hear from your expertise on the issue that's the big crisis that's taking place in Atlanta. But let's take a couple of callers. Caller 40748, welcome to BGE Radio. Yes, that's one. Are you there, caller? 40768? They probably shy.
Yeah, tell them, don't be scared.
Caller 678-6999, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. How are you today? Where are you calling from and what's your name?
I'm calling from Atlanta. I'm Brother Anthony. Yeah, I was just listening in.
Okay, would you like to say something to Jahi Muhammad?
I know my brother very well. and very well.
Hello, Brother Anthony.
And I truly thank him for what he's bringing to the table. You know, and I, like I said, it's always good to get information. You know, I just wanted to call and listen in.
Appreciate that. Sister Kalithia, Brother Anthony, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Brother Anthony is one of my team members, one of my right-hand people. As I mentioned earlier, we have to have a team in order to be effective. And a lot of the things that I do in the community in Atlanta, when I need additional help, Brother Anthony is one of those people that I can call up, say, look here, brother, we're doing X, Y, Z. Can you help? And I don't think so far he's never told me no. So he's definitely I appreciate. I appreciate the friendship and the brotherhood, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, beloved, for having me.
Together, everyone achieves more. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
right. Team.
Well, it
yes, ma'am.
Yes, team. 3:28 p.m. Atlanta. 3:28 p.m. Eastern. 12:28 Los Angeles. It is finally cooled down here on the west side of things. Thank you. God, but I'm still going to head to the beach this weekend, absolutely.
All right. What's the temperature there?
Where I like to be. And we are on air with the fabulous, wonderful, amazing professional development strategist, Mr. Jahi Muhammad of Falah Worldwide, talking communication, effective communication, and conflict resolution. Now, we're going to take a quick break. Jahi, and when we get back, I want to ask you a question as a leader yourself in your expertise. I'm not sure if you know the situation that's happening in Atlanta, but there is an HIV/AIDS crisis that's taking place in Atlanta, and we as philanthropists are coming in 2014 to sound the alarm. And I would like you to address, you know, why people, as a person that teaches people to communicate, need to communicate if they feel that they need the resources to a better health. Because the biggest issue in why this is happening, Atlanta number one in the nation for HIV and AIDS, African-American women, is shame, secrecy, and guilt. So just hold that thought, and I would love for you to answer that for all to listen. We'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hi, this is Jeff Fox, celebrity radio host, rocking the box in New York City on 107.5 WVLS, nationwide Sirius XM Soul Town 49, and the Jeff Fox Radio Show online at jefffoxshow.com. But when I need to get more knowledge on social media, then I gotta check out Jay and Ross on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autosponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back. We are back, Bill Grown Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Become a free member if you're not. You can just check out the many things that's going on there. Lots of things happening across with us. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia BGE, Instagram, and my today's guest, Jahi Make It Happen, Mohammed, on Facebook. Talking conflict resolution, effective communication. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And I'm just happy to have him join us, who is a professional development strategist with his company, Fala Worldwide. Now, Jahi, were you aware of this HIV issue that happened in the city of Metro of Atlanta?
Unfortunately, I have heard that. I've been watching the statistics grow and get out of control, especially in the last 10 years. And unfortunately, I'm aware of it.
Yeah. So, you know, a blessing. I got the attention of leaders across the globe, philanthropists. You're coming in during the 2014 World AIDS Day Summit, first ever pulling in some big people. Now, I would like for you, because as this is a build-up, and I'm definitely any leaders I have on the air with me, I would like for them addressed just to hear, you know, so people can hear from the leaders. You know, one of the biggest issue why it's spreading like this is because of secrecy, shame, and guilt. People are afraid to communicate the issue. Please, from your expertise, tell them how important and maybe a strategy that they can use to communicate it so that it doesn't make them feel uncomfortable.
Yes, definitely. I think, Kalithia, the first thing that we have to do as individuals is to deal with the shame. The shame part keeps us from communicating effectively with others, because if one who's afflicted with this disease that was designed for us, it was designed to take us out. But so we don't want to, and it has a stigma about it. So we don't want to let anyone else know, because we may think that these people, our loved ones, will look at us in a particular way. But that is more detrimental to us personally. And then, God forbid, what is happening is being spread among other people. So we have to talk to somebody close to you, your pastor, your imam, your minister, a close friend, a medical advisor, someone, so you can get that off of your chest so that you are not holding and running around with the guilt and the shame of being afflicted with this disease. Once that breakthrough happens, then I think we will begin to see, hopefully, these numbers go down, especially among our sisters. I did see that, and see, that's a stigmatism of itself. Dealing with black women. And so we definitely have to do something to get over that shame and that guilt. Go to someone that won't judge you, or that you won't feel like it's judging you, so that we can deal with that guilt and the shame. And then I think everything else will begin to fall into place.
Absolutely. Yeah, number one in the nation for African-American women. I think we're number five as a city as a whole, the metro area. Numbers higher than the Congo. So it's ridiculous. More information is going to be on Bill Grown and Joy. We should have the first press release is already out. We partnered with the National Congress of Black Women, Anise Inc.
Okay, fantastic.
And the Philanthropy Concierge. It is a national initiative, so we have global leaders coming over from all over the globe into the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a 3-day event, so I'm definitely going to make sure you have an invite to come join us, because
Fantastic. We
are going to make sure that people are going to get tested. We are going to make sure that people get educated. We are going to make sure that people have the resources, because it is absolutely an awful situation, and me being an African woman myself, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right, and
scary.
I'm glad you mentioned the testing part, and I add this too. Again, that stigma, we have to do something. We have to talk to somebody so we can get over that stigma. But even before that, Kalithia, you mentioned the testing. I was at an event a couple of years ago here in Atlanta, and an organization set up a free HIV testing station. It was at the back of the event. No one really saw you go in or, you know, whatever. But no one got tested. Well, I say no one, not that no one got tested, but I would have thought that line would have been longer than what it was. At any given hour, there were probably two people, you know, waiting to fill out their form and then go in to get tested. There were tens of thousands at this particular conference, at least 20,000 people at this conference, and the numbers were atrocious as far as those that went to get free testing. So, again, that stigma, we have to do something about overcoming that stigma. So it's best, back to my original premise, I must know self first. And once I know self, then I can communicate. So I must know what my status is.
Right.
It all starts
with
self.
Know your status. Protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely.
Hey, that sounds like a, that, like a good quote, a good tagline to use. Know your status.
Know your status. You have to.
Yeah, you know, on Facebook, we're doing status updates all day. So what's your status?
Right. I'm going to definitely make sure I send that out. You know, Mr. Jaheim Muhammad talking, know your status on PG. Come on, listen in while you're at it, how to effectively communicate and resolve that conflict. So, you know,
right.
Thank you for those words. That was very powerful. Exactly what was discovered on the discovery trip into Atlanta to see what's really going on from the grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, yes. There are so many resources out there, and they're not going. But that was a big thing, you know, as me being, you know, the project manager and lead philanthropist on this planet, with, you know, who's coming in to put it into the city. I layered the heck out of this event. They're going to come in because they're going to want to see what's
okay.
going on.
right, definitely.
We got some big people coming in.
Yes.
So while you're here enjoying everything, go ahead and get tested, get some condoms, get some resources, get educated, and then let's have some fun.
That's right. Know your status.
Know your status. Well, you know, Jahi, it's just, you know, besides, you know, you're teaching, you have your workshops. Can you let everyone know of some of the upcoming workshops that they can join you, or some upcoming workshop that you may have across the nation or global?
Oh, yes.
Going? And then also events that you may have or you're going to be a part of that they can come be a part of also.
Yes. Thank you so much for asking that. This weekend, as a matter of fact, we're partnering with or working with the Inner City Classic. We have the Inner City Football Classic on Saturday, September 14th. It's a high school game between Mays High School in Southwest Atlanta and Martin Luther King High School in Southwest DeKalb. And they have a game at Lakewood Stadium on this Saturday. It's the second annual Inner City Classic. So we're looking forward to entertaining about 15,000 people at that particular game. We're going to honor the students of these two schools on a Friday night with a very plush banquet at the Westin Hotel airport, show them an environment that a lot of them may not be used to. So that's this week. Next Saturday, September the 21st, one of my business partners with More Awareness Now, Shireen Muhammad, and I are putting on the Do For Self Symposium. Start your business now. And that will be at the Hosea House, which is the beautiful home of our civil rights icon, Reverend Hosea Williams, and his wife, Sister Juanita Williams, who made that transition about 13 years ago this year. 13 years ago, they made their transition to the ancestral realm, but their organization lives on, Hosea Feed the Hungry. So they allowed me to use their beautiful home to help all of us, anyone that's interested, to start your business now. We are definitely a business advocate. We advocate everyone starting what that talent that you've been given, how do you make that talent useful in the open marketplace? So we will do a symposium from 2 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, September 21st at Hosea House, which is 8 East Lake Drive, Decatur. But you can call me, text me, or email me, and I would gladly send you more information. Then, in October, we're also working on the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's been 18 years, Sister Calithia. So that's coming up in October 18th through 20th in the city of Tuskegee, Alabama. So we're heavily promoting that to let everyone know to meet us. We're going to do a reenactment of the Million Man March in Tuskegee.
All right.
And then in November and December, we have the Hosea Feed the Hungry dinners, which are the largest sit-down dinners to help those of us who need help. You don't have to be, you know, just homeless. It's anyone that needs help. We service over 65,000 people a year through Hosea Feed the Hungry. So on Thanksgiving Day and on Christmas Day, we will be at the Georgia World Congress Center. And in addition to the meals, we do haircuts. We have free clothing. We have toy giveaways for the children, legal services, job readiness skills services, medical services, all of those things that our community needs to make itself whole again. So that's
right.
And you can always go to 4Hosea, the number 4, HOSEA.org, and get more information about that. And then in January the 4th is an event that we have with my one of my business partners, Professor Griff of Public Enemy. We have the Re-Education Lecture Tour. It's an event that we started a couple of years ago. We've taken it around the country, and we bring in dynamic community leaders and speakers to share information with the community on how to make ourselves better. And this year we have January 4th here in Atlanta. We have Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson, who is a nationally board certified school psychologist out of Philadelphia, who's an amazing brother. He's burning up the lecture circuit on college campuses and in the community. We're bringing him into Atlanta on January the 4th at the Southwest Fulton Arts Center. Southwest Fulton Arts Center on Saturday, January the 4th. It'll be Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson, Professor Griff of Public Enemy, who was just recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we have the education revolutionary Chika Akua of Imani Enterprises and the More Awareness Now goddess Shireen Muhammad are our featured presenters for that dynamic presentation. And we definitely look forward to all of you in the Atlanta area and Alabama. The last event we did like that, we had people coming in from South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, southern part of Georgia, Alabama, as well as Mississippi, to attend that auspicious event.
Awesome. Just amazing. A community force. You are doing amazing things, so needed in our community.
Well, give thanks.
So
give thanks. We appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
And again, I commend you for putting together this dynamic forum for us to be able to connect with and relate to those that we may not have otherwise had a chance to connect with. And on the commercial break, I like one of the commercials you have. The gentleman says, "You're already awesome." Our job is to make you swirl. I love that. You are already awesome.
Yeah, that's our buddy Keith Keller down in Australia.
yes, I picked up on the accent. Right.
Yeah,
that's
he's
beautiful.
Down there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's truly amazing, and I'm just, humbled that, God blessed me to be able to be a blessing for others. It's not about me. It's about everyone and being able to use this platform to make them go further on their journey. So I thank you for those words. I really do thank you. And speaking of words, in all my shows, I like to leave words of encouragement for all the listeners. Whatever you feel on your heart as we conclude this show, please share with us, Jahi, some words of encouragement.
Words of encouragement. I am reminded of a poem that my good friend Chika Kua wrote about 15 years ago. And when I first read it, I told him, I said, "Look, brother, I'm stealing this poem from you. It's going to be my poem." But Kalithia, the title of the poem is called "Be." And I think it sums up what the journey that all of us are on. And the poem goes like this: "Be, brother, be who the Most High made you to be. Be, sister, be who the Creator created you to be. Remember that I am who I am, created you and me to be. If you and me would just be, then we can see reality. We can see reality. Be, sister, be, brother, just be."
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Very encouraging and very, very, very true. Go ahead and let them know, Jahi, how they can contact you once again. And then,
okay.
Let them know how they can contact you again.
Yes. I can be reached at 404 404-438-3156. 404-438-3156. You can call me. As I said, if I'm not able to answer at that time, please leave a message, or you can text me. And you can also reach me too via email, Jahi Muhammad, JAHIMUHAMMAD @gmail.com. And also on Facebook, Jahi Make It Happen Muhammad. And also LinkedIn, Jahi Make It Happen Muhammad. Or any of those events that I've mentioned, you come to those events and you will see me. I'm probably one of the first people that you see when you get there.
Well, it's just been absolutely an honor, a pleasure, and just really, really just amazing to have you on air. And, you know, I commend you for all the great things you're doing throughout our communities and just continued success on all that you're
doing.
Thank
you. I received that.
And I definitely look forward to meeting you in the future.
Yes. When you're back in Atlanta, you have to give me a call, and definitely I'm going to contact you when I'm coming out to LA. It's been a couple of years since I've been to LA, so I got to put that on the schedule soon.
Yeah, they got a lot going on in LA. LA is a hot spot right now.
Right, but see, you said something earlier.
That is what we do for what we do, philanthropy and community. It's hot. It's hot.
Yes, I love that. I meant to say that too. I thank you. I love that when I saw. You business consultant and sought after philanthropist. I love it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, making a difference. Well, thank you, Jahi.
Thank you again.
Look forward to meeting you and just blessing.
All right, much success to you.
Thank you. And there you guys have it, Jahi Muhammad. I'm not going to call him Mr. Muhammad. We just going to say making it happen because he wants to sound like his daddy. But know your status. Communicate effectively and avoid conflict in your life. Falawawide and a professional development strategist. You can reach him at 404-438-3156. And that's going to conclude our show for today. Get on over, you guys. As mentioned, we're going to be out in Atlanta and be ripping and running for that week of the Atlanta Football Classic with, you know, the fellows of the 100 Black Men, AtlantaFootballClassic.com. Get your tickets and come join the ultimate HBCU experience. I promise you will not be disappointed at all. Through it all, always come back on top. So great job to the leaders of the 100 Black Men of Atlanta. Project success, making a difference. Leading, opening opportunity for our leaders of tomorrow. BillGrownEnjoy.com, get on over there. You guys click philanthropy. You can see 2014 World AIDS Day. I know we have a few projects that we're working on as we're moving forward in that direction. Click 2014 World AIDS Day, and you can keep up with all the updates and all the information, who's all going to be involved. We have the save the date out, so save the November the 29th. December the 1st, 2014, in Atlanta. National initiative, Bill Grown and Joy, the philanthropy concierge, has partnered up with National Congress of Black Women, whom I am a part of also, and Anise Inc. and Fan Inc. to come in, sound the alarm in the city metro area of Atlanta, and stopping the spread of HIV. So just quick philanthropy, you can get over and get more information, and definitely as we get closer, to find out how you can become a part and join us, because trust me, you're going to hear all about it, and you're going to want to be a part of it, because it's just going to be an awesome event, and it's going to save some lives. Follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia, Instagram, Kalithia. Jiggy Jag is on the air on Friday, you guys. BGE Presents. I'm back on the air with you guys on Monday, another great show with another great, awesome guest. One of my guests from out here in California, Southern California. You can get on over to BillGrownAndJoy.com, see the schedule, and get more information on that guest. Thank you for tuning in. Great job, Blog Talk. Thank you for the continued support and partnership. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. And as I always tell you, grow and enjoy.